Okay, hi everybody. It is Thursday, May 25th, 2017. I say this often on my recordings. It's unbelievable, but true. And this is our new moon session for May 25th, 2017. And this is Debbie Moran, for those of you who don't know me. So I'm going to start it with this. And Chris, I'll explain in a minute.
Okay.
Hopefully you can hear this, actually.
Yes, I can.
I'm going to this way so you can hear it. Are you ready? Here it is.
That was easy.
Could you hear that? I just pushed the "that was easy" button because we just resolved something that's been going on for 5 or 6 months where we couldn't get Cress online, and all it took was a phone call, and it went like that.
That was like, easy.
It was like, yes, we have arrived. Thank you, God.
Yay.
So I'm going to celebrate anything that comes easy.
Yay. That's funny.
Okay. So I'm really happy to be here, always, and I welcome anybody on the call right now to say hi and state their intentions if they want to. You don't have to. It's always included whether you just sync it or whether you have sent it to me ahead of time. But if you want to say it out loud, sometimes that gives it more oomph because then we can consciously come in alignment with it. So that everybody can kind of tap into it consciously rather than subconsciously. So, anybody have something they want to add?
I will say clarity with upcoming possibilities.
Nice.
Feels like there's a lot of possibilities in various ways for myself and others, and figuring out when to jump and when to stay in the sidelines.
Nice. Anybody else? I am going to just say, you know, I'm in alignment with that, Andy, because I actually wrote something online about the new moon in Gemini for today, and there's a line in something that talked about Bob Dylan and a line that he's talking about in his creativity. But one of the things it says in there is, whatever you do, consider this new moon to be a moment to begin assembling a unique blend of the 10,000 things which have influenced you to be the kind of artist and thinker you are today. It kind of goes in alignment with what you just said, Andy. A lot, it's like unlimited possibilities, and sometimes there is a sense of overwhelm, which just means we're not in alignment with our biggest vision of what it is we'd like to receive. Or we're so aligned with the vision that we think we'd like to receive that we're not open to something even greater. So
that is very much what I'm going through right now, actually. This is Lois.
Yes.
And hi, Lois. I've got incredible possibilities, and later in June, I'm meeting with somebody that can make pretty much anything happen in terms of being an investor. And I just have to decide what I want, and I'm not really sure what it is. There are too many possibilities, and I would like to narrow it down and figure out what it is that I really do want. And the other thing that I would like to make a focus of this is this new moon is to be happy in the way that people who know how to have fun and play, like Geminis do. I'd like to be more like that.
Nice. Nice. Okay. Anybody else? Otherwise, I'm going to read a couple things. Okay. Carmen, I hope you're okay with this. I'm going to state your intentions out loud. Unmute and tell me if you don't want me to, please. So, to experience and maintain confidence, strength, stability, and balance in situations that seem unbalanced, which tend to pull me down, to forgive whatever I judge wrong or has been wrong so I can move on with my deepest desires, to respect people's choices to experience their own personal growth while I focus on my self-empowerment, to break my programming of worry, nervous anxiety, interference, judgment, and condemnation, to attract, recognize, and purchase the right car for me at a price I can easily afford, to easily find myself taking short vacations at least 4 times a year, and to enhance my learning in the energetic health field to easily find myself asking the right questions that lead to my understanding how other people think, to more effectively listen and learn from others and communicate in a way that allows them to hear me, to easily find myself understanding other people's points of view and feeling the pleasure of a deep rapport, to have the cleverness to navigate in a way that is my overall best interest, to focus on the positive attributes in my relationships rather than what's missing, to find, attract, and work with the right contractor, electricians, carpenters, painters, building engineers, plumbers, and other home improvement helpers to gracefully and affordably transform my house so that it brings joy and peace to those who stay here. Many blessings, Carmen. And that encompasses a lot, and it kind of gives the energy of what I offer here to everyone. You know, this is a place where we can ask for ourselves and we can ask for those we love. We can't ask and override their free will, but we can ask, and whatever they're able to receive is beautiful. And we can ask for our world, because our vision of our world is truly what shows up. And there's another quote that Suzanne put that kind of, I think, is beautifully simplistic and brilliant. Past, present, future coalescing into one, into you. So it's really what I said earlier about pulling together all of your experiences in this lifetime, in past lives, in dimensional lives, in parallel lives, in whatever life. Because my sense in what I am here to do, and all of us are here to do, is to end history as we know it, end karma as we know it, end sin as we know it. And what I mean by ending that is integrating the wisdom of those experiences in a way where we're no longer repeating the issues, repeating the mistakes or the misunderstandings, rather than, I'm not going to call them mistakes, I don't believe in mistakes, then repeating the misunderstandings. And it's really about, we have a lot of knowledge, many of us, and what I want to do is bring that knowledge into our being at such a deep, deep core level that it connects at the soul level and the heart level and the three brain level. I've just done a course in that, and it's brilliant, by the way. And it's really about bringing an integration of us, an integration of the fragmented pieces of us here and now, so that we can experience a greater expression of who our heart and soul are longing to express without getting in the way, removing the interference. And it doesn't mean there's never going to be interference. That's this reality here. It's about being able to live in this world of duality where duality seems to be going on, and yet you're walking in the middle more often than not, even though you stumble in each way sometimes or another, but that you come to a place of balance, like the Buddha talks about, in coming in the middle way and coming into a place where you can be in this world without being of this world of duality. In other words, you're not judging it. You're aware of it, and you are integrating it in a way we are integrating it in a way where we are owning our own power, and we are owning our own interpretations, and we are claiming those interpretations and sending them through our filters in a way where they come down to our deeper core wisdom, where they're not so colored by the filters of our minds. So it's bringing us to this deep, deep place of wisdom where we integrate knowledge as wisdom and understanding instead of this expression of, I know better, so why does this keep happening? So when the wisdom and the understanding is there, there's no longer that questioning. Well, there may be, but there's no longer necessarily the struggle. Or it may be, but there's no longer the pain of that struggle. There's just simply the awareness of, oh, I seem to be struggling right now. I wonder when that's going to shift. So it's coming from a place of less resistance and into a place of more flow, more willingness, more acceptance, instead of trying to navigate our way through our lives. We are allowing ourselves to be called into our lives. In other words, answering the call of our heart and soul's desire instead of feeling the push of, there's a saying in body talk that we talk about, it's motivation versus enthusiasm. And motivation is a very intellectual, it's a very head-oriented energy, and it works. But it needs constant reinforcement because it really is about force. It's about a push from behind that says, come on, you can do this, you can do this, you can do this. That's motivation. But enthusiasm is not a push from behind. It's a calling forward. It's a magnetic pull that draws us in, and our heart just swells wide open, and we just feel the lightness of being with that and the enthusiasm that flows through our blood and through our energy field and through our being and through our lives in a way that it's so contagious that we are infecting the world with enthusiasm and love and possibility, because we have so many possibilities, and that's not a bad thing. I think even sometimes with the overwhelm, we get so caught up in the possibilities creating confusion, and that's because we're trying to figure it out instead of being in a place, a meditative space, in a quiet space where the answers just come. They just literally, like, I just see a light bulb light up over the head, and it's like, that was easy. That was so easy. It has been so hard, but I'm not going to reflect on that anymore. That was so easy. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. So I feel like there is a culmination of that, all of the struggle coming to the surface so that we can just become aware of it and decide, do we want to continue this? No, I don't think so. No, I don't think so. No, I don't think so. Oh, yeah, I like that. I'll keep that. No, I don't think so. So it's kind of sorting through the stuff that comes to the surface that seems so harsh, so that we can breathe in and breathe out and let it go through our being in a way where it no longer holds us hostage and we no longer hold it hostage. I haven't muted everybody, and I won't unless it starts getting noisy. So if anybody has anything they want to contribute, feel free, because what I feel as I'm doing is, as this stuff is kind of coming to the surface, I see each of us kind of stuff coming to the surface, and to me it's like soap scum, and just taking it, an energetic eraser, and just like a magic eraser, is magic erasers that supposedly get rid of everything. Well, we have one of those now, and it's like as it comes to the surface, just erasing it.
You can erase it, but you need to see it. So
yes,
would it be on like a magic eraser board, or, you know, like a little etch-a-sketch, you know? So if it's an etch-a-sketch, you just, you know, you gotta let the message come through, but it's going to be able to come through in a non-physical way as opposed to something happening, you know, like a karmic debt or whatever it might be. And then having to experience the negative, say, medical issue, you'll be able to bring it up, see it, and, you know, have enough clarity to understand what it's saying so that you can make the changes so you don't have to experience the illness or whatever it might be. So,
exactly.
But it is going to require, you know, time spent consciously meditating or allowing dreams to come up or, you know, some other, you know, some, or, you know, speaking with someone who can do that kind of work, if, you know, if that doesn't come clear, then I have people I can call and say, okay, I can't get this figured out. Tell me what's coming in. So, but.
Exactly. And either finding someone to help or reaching out in a community like what we've established here. All you have to do really is, it is coming to this place of, it can be easy. It doesn't mean there aren't ever going to be hard things, but it can be easy. But like you said, Andy, not until the understanding is integrated. And so, in a way, in body talk language, I feel like I'm incorporating that three brain wisdom for everybody on the call today. Mm-hmm. And I might even add the chants because it's like setting up seed trees. And for those who don't know body talk, it's a specific formula, energetic formula that goes about doing recursive repairs in the circulation and the fragmentation or the defragging of it, and just recontextualizing and reevaluating and introspection and integrating. It's that kind of program that just kind of reviews what's coming up over and over and over again on multiple levels, physical, emotional, mental, spiritual, energetic, quantum levels, just so the old programming can come to the surface and be addressed on different minds or different consciousness levels, subconscious, subconscious. Because it's not usually what we're conscious of that's a problem. It's what's beneath the surface that is misunderstood. I keep seeing Nisargadatta, who says understanding is all, and that statement, it's like, I think I understand it, and then later it goes, oh, now I understand it. So it's like a continual deepening of understanding, because the picture is so vast of our beingness that it is so easy to think you got the picture when the picture is ever revealing itself and ever evolving. So just when you think you got the picture, another picture comes in and you go, oh, okay. And we need to be open to receiving those new images, those new pictures, those new levels of awareness, and recognize that all of our teachings, all of the success, all of the new age, all of the spirituality is, there's truth in all of it. And yet the understanding is always evolving, always deepening, and always coming into a place of reevaluating. And that's what we're setting up for our group right now, this program. And where we will integrate it with the three brains is working with the head brain, which is our analytical aspect, our heart brain, which is our relating aspect. It's, how does our heart relate to our liver? How does our liver relate to our spleen? How do we relate to our partner or our business or money or each other or nature? So it's that relatedness, that intuition. And then the gut, the enteric brain, which is the whole alimentary canal from the mouth down to the anus. And imagine what that includes. And that's really the bringing things into form. So until that we are integrated on those three levels, and there are many more, but at least until we're integrated on those three levels, it always feels like a struggle to see, to actually, as we use the term, manifest the visions that we actually have in our lives. So, I don't know why, but Norman is calling me right now. He knows I'm in the middle of the session, so we shall see. So it's about downloading all of that information and setting those programs into place so that the head, the heart, and the navel, the gut, the instinct can come together in a way that we can clearly integrate the inspirations that come through our mind and into our being and into a way to where we can actually put it into motion. So.
One thing I'm going to try to put on is a lot of times when you're sifting through, like, your Facebook feed, your email feed, it's really helpful if somebody's highlighted the important stuff. So, you know, because you're just scrolling through and, you know, otherwise it's just a bunch of stuff and you've got to, you know, either read through it, which takes time, or something that catches your eye. So it's like a little red flag or a little priority, you know, filter to put on the more useful things that are going to be coming in right now. Sort of like an easy button, but you know, you can, and if you're feeling overwhelmed, you can kind of go to your priority inbox, if you will, like in your email, think about it, and, you know, you can get those 10 things you really need to focus on, even though you may have 1,000 emails to go through, you know, that kind of concept, so.
Nice. I like that.
Thing,
and let's add that filter to the senses.
Yeah. Because it's going to come through however that comes in through you, whether it's visual, whether it's auditory or sentence or whatever the others are. But the other thing that it felt like was coming in is when you were talking about the subconscious and all that, I kept getting mind crystals or, you know, those kind of programming things. But instead of being in our system, it's like it's in the cloud. We are so connected to the cloud now. And so it's like, you know, programming at a higher level. And so it's sort of like almost like an antivirus software in the cloud that needs to clean up some of the muddling energies that are out there.
Yes. Yes. It's funny you say that. I like that imagery that you just gave me of the cloud, because it kind of like, it's like the cloud is sort of an enigma, and so is our mind, actually. So the cloud can be kind of a metaphor for mind.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
But, you know, when you turn on the TV, when you look at news now, you've got the president calling what many would consider one of the more trusted news networks, fake news. So what's true? No one knows what's real anymore.
That's absolutely true. Nobody knows what's real anymore because we're all looking outside to figure out what's real. And this is about no longer looking outside. It doesn't mean withdrawing into a cave. It means looking inward for that wisdom and that guidance, and then putting that inward guidance out into the world, into motion. It's like no longer, we've reached a point in this time and space where it's no longer acceptable for those of us who have done enough work to become aware. And I say those of us who have done enough work to become aware because, you know, anybody that thinks they're fully aware is blind in some areas. So we're always in that evolutionary process of becoming aware. And so as we're becoming aware, it's really, really, really important for us to claim our own authority. And this political environment is brilliant. It's about claiming your own autonomy. The government doesn't rule you. Yes, there are laws. Yes, there are circumstances, and the more of us that actually come to that level of awareness of the more I take back my projections and my willingness to be victimized or be blaming the government for my situation, the more I'm going to be stepping into a power. And yes, the more chaos is going to happen for a while, because we still are living in a world of duality, and yet we can come to this place where we truly can create a world where we are in a place of ease, in a place of connectedness, in a case of being well together. So, and actually, Andy, thank you, because it's like coming to that place of all of the internet, everything is brilliant, it's a wonderful creation, and it has made our world so available. And yet still so more even confusing, more because of the fact that the possibilities are endless And if we doubt that, we're always being reminded by Facebook or emails or something along that line. And yet, it's really about where are we in all of that? Where are we focused in all of that? Are we coming back to our beingness daily? Are we coming back to a place of self-accountability without judgment, self-accountability with joy, actually, with enthusiasm, with acceptance? And we're working with the elements right now. Nature elements. And breath, bringing in this space of clearing. We all want clarity, so we need to breathe more.
You mean like the notification I got on my Apple Watch 20 minutes ago said to breathe?
Your Apple Watch tells you to breathe?
Uh-huh.
Well, hey, technology.
So we can
white.
Sort of set up parameters that, because my Apple Watch will buff all the time, and
uh-huh.
there'll be times that there's nothing there. And
yes.
I think what's happening is I'm getting other messages just stuff from the Apple Watch. So I just start paying attention to the odd little jostles of my wrist that are probably some other information coming in.
Say that more, and say that in a different way, so that's clear.
So that when you have an Apple Watch or a cell phone,
uh-huh.
you get notifications. So you can control your notifications. You can, you know, which things notify
it's
you, which not. When you
it's
get
funny,
a
I hear a lot of wind right now, so it's like interesting.
When you get a notification on your watch, it vibrates your wrist.
Okay.
And then you flip the watch up, you look, and it'll tell you, oh, you got an email message. Oh, you got a voice, you know, a text, or whatever it is. So it's setting up a parameter with, you know, to notify you when to pay attention, or what to pay attention to, maybe.
Oh, okay. So you're saying that's a good thing.
Yes, and if you're getting too many notifications, then you can go in and turn them off. So,
okay.
So like the notifications you get on my phone, I've had to turn a lot of them off on my watch because I don't need notifications for some of the things I used to get. So being able to, again, choose when you get the notification, when you get the alert, whatever you want to call it.
Got it. Okay.
Otherwise, we're constantly getting bombarded with alerts, and then you get overwhelmed again.
Well, and that's what's going on, too, at the subconscious level, at our nervous system. Thank you for that, because the EMFs, the radio waves, the electromagnetic waves, the sound waves, there's so much invisible energy that we're being bombarded with that our nervous systems are constantly in a state of and so we want to work with bringing our parasympathetic nervous systems more online and bringing some ease into our sympathetic nervous system so we can be in this ocean of frequencies and be clear of our frequency in the midst of all of that. This is beautiful, because I see it, we're talking about clarity, because I see it like this ocean of frequencies, and I see all of us on the call right now, and we're out there energetically, and it's like there are different frequencies that have either shapes or colors, or we relate to them in somehow, and it's like our frequency has a specific pathway in this whole ocean. Our stream goes a certain way, and we connect sometimes with others, and then we move on and go with others. It's like highlighting that stream of consciousness for each individual on the call and everybody that's intended to be on the call, so that the clarity of your own vibration, the clarity of your own frequency becomes, how do I say that without saying clear? Your own vibration becomes so clear that there is little questioning. I won't say no questioning, but little questioning along the way of, okay, do I turn right? Do I turn left? Do I go forward? Do I spin around three times? So it's really tapping into that frequency of each of us uniquely in this whole ocean of consciousness so that we can quit dragging ourselves into the undertow and getting stuck in buoys. It's like that's kind of the image that's just coming up, just light and frequency and shapes and numbers. And it's like your path is being lit up for you as you go along. So almost it's like you take a step, it lights up under your feet. You take a step, it lights up under your feet. You take a step and it's the wrong way. Instead of you going 50 steps or 50 miles in the wrong direction, you take a step and it's the wrong way and it is a different color, or it goes beep and you go, oh, okay. So it's less time for each person to receive information and clarity on correcting a misstep or a misunderstanding. That's beautiful.
A notification about course correction.
Yes.
And before you go too far down the wrong path.
Yes, way before you go too far down the wrong path. So instead of getting lost and feeling like years down the road, you go, wait, I don't know how I got so lost. It's like you take a step or two or three, and it's like, beep, turn around. It's like Siri or Google Maps going, rerouting.
It's like my new car, that if I start wandering out of my lane, it'll correct me back in.
Wow.
It recognizes where the lane is, and it's like, oh, you're getting too close to the line, and it'll just kind of steer for me. And if I go out of the way, it'll give me a little, again, a little course correction vibration of the steering wheel. It won't actually pull me back into the lane. It's not that sophisticated yet, but, I mean, other cars have it. But
I like that, though, but I also like tapping that into our beings, into our bodies, in terms of, it's great to have technology that will do it for us, but is that really waking us up? Or is that making us more asleep? So unless we align with the ability to be aware of when we shift out into somebody else's lane and are ready to create damage for ourselves or another, we have that internal guidance system that says, over,
but
back
reminder,
in your lane.
It's more of a reminder that, you know, so you still have to be paying attention, but, you know, if you happen to stare off at something briefly, you know, rather than wandering into someone's lane at 75 miles an hour, it just brings you back in, so.
Yes. It's brilliant. It's nice.
Because most of us are going 75 miles an hour in heavy traffic all throughout our day, not realizing it. So.
Exactly. Without a car.
Yep. In our minds.
In our minds. So that is bringing me into the prefrontal cortex of the brain. And I feel like we're making some links here in the prefrontal cortexes and in the masseters. So we're needing to make some connections between this prefrontal cortex where the brain is developing and also at the masseters where we have these neurons that nobody understands. It's like, okay, we're needing to link these up now because we are coming to a point where we need to understand more. So.
Open the genetic code.
Yes.
Sorry, when you were talking about masseters, that's all I could think of.
I know, exactly. And in a sense, there's some truth to that. So it really is. It's working with our genetics. It's working with our
programming.
And I see spirals. The spirals in our DNA that feel off. It's like the spiraling out of our own orbit, bringing it back in, not into restriction, but into alignment, into harmony, harmonizing internally with ourselves, which in turn is going to help us to be more aware of the harmony outside of ourselves, so we will attract the right people that are in alignment with who and what we are about, so that some of the projects we'd like to actually put into motion for the betterment of our lives or the betterment of the world can come to fruition easily. Like that old song, I Can See Clearly Now, it's coming up. I can see clearly now, the rain is coming. Bringing that back through the optic nerves and into the occipital lobes and down through the throat, actually. So it's bringing our expression, our ability to receive and our expression of our true natural voice, calling it forward.
And a lot of what our voice needs to say right now is no.
Say that again.
That's just a lot of what our voice needs to say to a lot of the energies and a lot of the disruptive forces is no. You know,
yeah.
So you can certainly allow the yes to come in, but sometimes when someone keeps coming to your door, you have to tell them, no, thank you, don't come back.
Yes.
So.
Yes, thank you for adding thank you, because that's what I was going to do. No, thank you. No, thank you. But I will also add something that came up with Norman in a session, which was quite brilliant. And there is something to that, Andy, and there's also something to when we learn how to say no often enough to our distractions and our intrusions, there's a point where we don't have to say no anymore. All we have to say is yes, but to ourselves and our souls and our beingness. And so when you say yes to ourselves to the point that we are in alignment with our soul's journey, then the no's, more often than not, we don't have to even say them because they don't even show up anymore.
Sure.
We don't
but
even
right
have
now,
a
lot of people need the no's.
Exactly.
Eventually, that what you said is absolutely what will happen. But right now, there's so much coming in from so many directions. It's going to take us saying no. Sometimes no firmly, and sometimes no thank you, depending on the persistence. So, you know, sometimes you can do it politely, and sometimes you just have to say no thank you and shut the door before they keep talking anymore.
Agreed. It's about being in your own energy appropriately in the moment enough that the correct response comes through. There's like a fuzziness coming up. What are you seeing?
It's something we have to say no to. I don't know what it is.
Why is the fuzziness?
It's a disruptive force that's trying to come in and disrupt what's happening here.
Yeah, I felt that in the beginning, or actually.
It's like an old programming thing or something that someone, you know, has on the call that's within, but it's more like it's the outside forces that are in the code trying to control things right now that, you know, there's a sense of, you know, that programming trying to enter this space and us having to say no. This is not a no thank you. This is a no get the hell out of here. So,
exactly. Thank you very much.
Like, you are not welcome here. No. So.
And I actually love what you said. No, get the hell out of here. Because that's exactly
it's a,
it.
It's
get the hell out.
Like,
it's like all that disruptive, hellish energy. We have none of it no more. Go.
For some reason, the energy seems orange, but I don't know why that would be relevant right now.
I get that.
It's a joke.
you're
and it's not even necessarily Trump. It's just everything
he
represents.
Oh, that's why you said that. See, I don't even relate there.
Oh,
I've
I call
watching
him the orange
it.
Guy. He's the orange guy.
Okay, got it.
So, but it's not even it's not even him. I mean,
it's no, it's not.
It's everything or everyone that feels empowered by him being there that is not what's right for this situation. So he's there because he's supposed to be. But what he has done is empowered people, the KKK types, I mean, you know, just as, but that type of energy to feel like it's got a voice again.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, that's not right. Things need to change, but no, get the hell out of here. I don't need your white capes. I don't need your white stuff. Whatever, get out of here. And so, because it's all the things that, like I said, all the energy that's like, ooh, we got one of us back in there. No, you don't. So
no, you don't. And yet, we're needing to. What you said is true, and the other is also true in terms of it's not just about the energy that's feeling empowered because he's in there. It's also the energy that's feeling disempowered.
Uh-huh.
So
it's both sides because the disempowered people, the disempowered energy is also in full fight mode too, and that needs to stop as well because that's disruptive. You know, the disruptive liberal energy, the disruptive conservative energy, whatever you want to call it, we need to look at this as an opportunity for things to be different, because it happened, and not continue the chaos, or we may set ourselves up to get blown up by someone. It's like, okay, if change happened for a reason, we don't necessarily know what that is, but change needed to happen, so it did.
Yes, absolutely.
So the vote was for change, not for whatever others felt like that change represented. We just don't know what that change means yet. So,
and part of it is our shadows have been called, are coming to the surface. Our shadows are to the surface. So this is where we get to claim it, we get to own it, and we get to skim it off the surface when we recognize what role we're playing in that.
Mm-hmm.
Without judging it, just owning it, claiming it. No longer saying, you did this to me or you are doing that to me. Even though in reality it looks like that's going on, and it is, we still have to come to a place of claiming our power enough that it just kind of dissolves that those situations. They have no more, they have nothing else to glean onto. We let go of the rope. No longer tug of war. We let go. Or we get out of the way and let them go by Aikido energy. Okay, I'll hold the rope for a while, and if you want to push a little more, okay, you can go right on by and fall on your face, but that's your path, not mine.
Just needs to transmute a lot of anger and a lot of fear.
Yes. And I feel the heart beating really. It's like I'm pounding the heart really a lot because I'm feeling that anger and fear. It's like things are flaring up. As we're saying it, they're flaring up. But it's like, okay, come on, flare up.
And that's what the clear no is. So it's the no is no to the anger, no to the fear. It's, you know, allow the understanding to come through, not the anger and fear emotions, because those either lock you down or make you act and not necessarily in the right way. If there's too much anger, it becomes destructive.
Yep. Go ahead.
I think there's an awareness now. I think people have been woken up by all of this that's happened. And I think I wonder why we weren't. I think we're forgetting that we're an entire world, and the horror, you know, any supposed horrors that are happening now have been happening around the world over the last 8 years and actually the last 16 years. So this is just sort of a horrifying transparency now that we have. Things really haven't changed that much. It's just. Yeah. Is sort of a refreshing, I call it, I'm not sure I should call it this, it's a refreshingly horrifying transparency of what's happening, what's already been happening with the airstrikes that don't get reported. And I think he's the fall guy. He's such a, you know, it's so, instead of, you know, he just puts him in the cabinet, you know. He doesn't have him in the background. It's very interesting and how it's been motivating to a lot of people. And I don't think people realized how bad it already was for people in these other countries that were constantly being bombed. And, you know, it's only when Americans, you know, we forget that, you know, Ferguson happened under the last guy. If it happened under this guy, we'd be blaming him. Oh, it's ushering in a new era of this and that. I think a lot of the news media is firing this up. And we have to be really careful on the left and with the right. Everybody has to be careful on both sides. I'm talking about reasonable people. that they don't take us. They're taking us on a trip, and we don't have to be on the trip. You know what I mean? Does that make sense?
It's making sense, but it's less about politics. It's more about inner politics. It's more about how much are you going to be aware and how much are you going to claim of your shadow so that we how many of us are going to claim our shadows? So because that, it's brilliant. I agree. It's brilliant transparency, and I'm quite frankly horrified and grateful that it's come out because of that. It's, you know, our world is not in any worse shape than it's ever been. It's always had been a violent history. It's just now it can't be hidden.
Right. I mean, we're looking at the budget. We're looking at 57% going to military. We're looking at this now. And it's not, and it was here before he even existed. He was here while he had the TV show. You know, it was already here. It's just that we weren't paying attention to it. Now we're paying attention, and now we're all fighting amongst each other. They got us fighting ourselves now instead of figuring out, you know, we have to ground ourselves so we can, I don't know, you know, that's what you've been saying, you know.
Exactly. It's not about, I don't even want to get involved in the entanglement of the news media. I want us to come to a place where we are paying attention to the truth and our own vibration and our own relationship with ourselves and our world. And that's the only way we're going to evolve regardless. But this is the path that we as conscious individuals are asking for. So the universe has provided it in a perfectly brilliant, horrific, transparent way. So now it's time for us to say, okay, are we going to quit pointing fingers at the orange guy? Or are we going to actually say, hello, thank you for this image, and I'm choosing differently. And I'm choosing to reclaim my soul.
A friend of mine went to one of those Woodstock, you know, revisited, you know, where a group, you know, sort of plays all the songs from Woodstock. It was over at Skipper's Smokehouse. I think it was last year or whatever, during the election process. And she had never heard the song, because she's a little younger. She said, the biggest response was for the Country Joe, I Feel Like I'm Fixing to Die, you know, about, you know, the most popular anti-war song, you know. And that got the biggest response from the crowd, you know. And then it got me thinking that we're still doing the same song from 1968, you know. It's like, wait a minute. We haven't gone anywhere with this.
And we still keep listening to the same old tunes instead of creating new ones.
But now we're just blaming, you know, now we're just blaming this guy instead of Johnson or something, you know, or Nixon or whatever. They're all the same. They're all the same in their own way, you know. So we have to... we have to figure out how to get out of this inwardly and also make the world better. I don't know. I'm not sure how to do it, but we can't let it get us down, though. That's the thing. You know, we're all fighting each other. My brother won't even talk to me, you know. It's like, you know, so it's crazy.
That's because it's really not about they're crazy out there, and how are we going to change everything? The only way to change it is to change it internally, so that there is nothing for that shadow energy to hook onto. And the more of us that do that, the more clearly we will come into a kind world. We have to show kindness for ourselves first, and we show kindness for ourselves not by blaming them, because we allowed our government to overtake us because we wanted easy, and we thought easy meant irresponsible.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So now we're calling in responsibility. And the responsibility is not a burden. It's a freedom. And the freedom is not about going to war to fight for your freedom. That's just ridiculous. It's about that internal war that we've already been fighting, which is what history is showing us. And it's now time to bring true peace, not military peace, to our inner being and radiate that into the world.
So when we talk about being one, you know, we want to be one, and more of us understand that we are one, and one with the world, one with the universe, one with anyone that we're connected to, especially Mother Earth. So if we're having leaders in our lives that are screaming and yelling for, you know, democracy and all that stuff and world politics and all this stuff, I don't think they have understood really what it means to be one, because once somebody says something against them, they take a side and protecting their country in that fact, and they forgot that that country is one with Earth. And so I think the consciousness in the political arena has not reached a level of awareness as to where they're actually trying to go. They understand this concept, but they don't understand within themselves to be truly open to oneness. And so through that, we're starting to fight and create this havoc and this craziness. But I think that is teaching us the truth that we're looking for and that we know, except we don't know how to live it fully yet in this world. So it's not pointing and saying and making people wrong. It is just showing us, look, that's what you want, and this is how you get it. And it doesn't seem right, because we're not grown up yet. So a political leader would be nice to be able to really step up and say, okay, we are one, guys, period. And this is what we're going to do about it. And it's not like, I'm protecting my country because you suck. It doesn't make sense.
Well, that's what the Illuminati wants anyway.
But I would go so far as to say, who created the Illuminati if we are one?
Yeah.
So as long as we keep buying, I'm not saying that's not true, but I am saying as long as we keep energizing that by talking about it and pointing fingers, we haven't understood that we are one either.
Number
and that's
point.
Where we begin. We begin with ourselves.
Yep.
And that's what we're putting into motion tonight. We are beginning with ourselves. Exactly. We can't control outside of us. We can't even control our own thoughts. We can only control which ones we're going to focus on. So, let's put that all into motion right now. Let's breathe that in, actually. I feel like there is this toxicity we're having to breathe out. So let's take a few minutes to just breathe in that, which needed to be cleansed within our own psyche. And then exhale it out. I feel like we just collected a whole chi ball of energy around that. And I want to bring it into our group in a way where it energizes everybody and helps bring in that clarity that we all want. And the compassion. We have to begin with compassion, and the compassion has to begin with ourselves, and the clarity has to begin with ourselves. And every time we point a finger, and every time we get caught up in the drama in the story, it's not about becoming callous. It is about claiming, where am I giving life to that? And where am I judging that as bad?
We need to start with forgiving ourselves.
Yes. And we need to step up and show up. We need to grow up. Everybody on this call, please, we need to grow up. And that doesn't mean grow old. That doesn't mean carry a big burden of responsibility. That means grow up in a way where we can breathe freely and see the trees around us and the clean air and energize that, even in the midst of the chaos that's being spewn about. And then take appropriate action from that place where we are feeling whole and integrated, not like, and it doesn't mean anger doesn't show up. Don't get me wrong. Anger is going to show up because anger is a moving force. Pathological anger is harmful, though, and the pathological anger is when we direct it at somebody specifically and or when we swallow it. It really needs to be expressed and express it in a way that serves and clarifies who we are rather than what we don't want to be. You guys can't see me, but it's like I'm moving this energy around, and it really is forming this big, gigantic chi ball to give to everybody to just kind of infuse into our call so that everybody feels empowered, enlivened, and in love with life and their own process.
Getting a spiraling vortex.
Nice.
Kind of starting at the base chakra and just working its way up.
Nice. Kind of see it going both ways, actually, like a washing machine, up and down, up and down. So, I'm not going to do the chants on the call tonight, but I am going to do the chants on a separate recording, and I'm going to share them on the feed along with this recording and give them to anybody that wants to use them so that I don't force it on anyone that's here. You get to choose. And I say this, do what feels in your best interest, what your intuition, what your heart and your soul calls to you. And I personally feel like they benefit, and I would highly recommend doing them if it calls to you. Anything else? Anyone?
Helping me keep the energy spinning. I've got a fidget spinner going in my hand.
Say that again.
I'm helping the vortex spinning energy. I've got one of the fidget spinners and it's spinning in my hands right now.
Good.
I'm going to go over here. Mm-hmm.
And I really do love the image I'm seeing of everybody. It's kind of like a mutant X kind of dynamic where I see like everybody in the vortex out there in the ocean. And it's like, it's so beautiful. And our potential is so beautiful. And the clarity is there as we are ready and willing, and I'm asking for, this has been a prayer of mine, I am ready, I am willing, make me able to receive that clarity. So I'm asking for that for everyone, to be tapped into each individual's abilities, because yes, we are one, and yes, we are all one, and yet we all need to be our individual selves in this soup of one, so that we know that we are one. We remember we are one. Beautiful. That feels like it shook up a lot, but it feels complete. And this process is going to be going on for everybody from this new moon to the next. Let me make myself clear. The process doesn't mean the chaos. It doesn't mean there's not going to be chaos, but it doesn't mean it has to be hard. This process, we came into this call, interestingly enough, with so much ease. And then the disruptive energy came through. And I think that just came through so it could be surfaced. And so it could be, we could become aware of it, and we could recognize it in our group. And then we could recognize it in each other and ourselves. And so it just started the process of, that was easy. And that's just what triggered all of that energy coming up. All of those belief systems that says it's contrary to that was easy. But that process has begun. Anything further?
Thank you, Debbie. Thank you, Debbie.
You're very welcome. You're very welcome.
That's pretty complete.
Thank you all. I really appreciate all of you showing up. And because, yes, we're all here at such a beautiful time in history to do away with history as we know it. How amazing is that? What a gift. So thank you all for showing up.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yay!